Hello, and welcome to the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast, presented by Tennyson Investments. Today's guest is Jude Williams, representing Oceans of Opportunity. Jude has over 20 years' experience working with all general areas of human resources, including being awarded the Senior Professional in Human Resources from the Society of Human Resources in 2000. As a human resources consultant for various public and private entities, she's advised business owners and management on the development of human resource policies and procedures, employee handbook verbiage, and appropriate job description and workflow process changes that have led to as much as 30% reduction in turnover. Oceans of Opportunities, a virtual human resource consulting firm, was started in Iowa in the year 2000. In 2004, it relocated to the Phoenix area. With a growing roster of clients that recognize the need for expert assistance in the changing times of their human resources, Oceans of Opportunity is looking forward to the new year and even more growth. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bob.
So, Jude, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, obviously, I just read your bio there, right. But tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I've been here in the Valley since 2004. I've been in Mesa for the last year and a half. And I, as you mentioned, I do have a growing list of clientele, small and mid-sized businesses that don't need full-time human resources, but have questions and issues that an outside expert or someone with a second set of eyes can provide some good advice, recommendations, and it leads to better productivity and a better workforce for the organization.
Well, that's very cool. So let's just jump right in here. There has been a lot of scuttlebutt in the last year in regards to the minimum wage increase and all of those HR-related issues that have come up. Talk to us a little bit about that. What's the background behind it? And kind of, you know, how can people maybe enlist the aid of Oceans of Opportunities?
Okay. Well, I was thinking about it over the last couple of days, and it kind of reminds me of a tennis game. Because the ball was served, it was the minimum wage increase along with a paid time sick leave proposition was put on the ballot and it was passed. And then the Arizona Chamber of Commerce brought a claim against it and it was put before a judge. And so we were kind of waiting as the tennis ball was up in the air as to where it was going to land. And the judge decided not to take a look at it. And so effective January 1st, the minimum wage in Arizona is now $10 an hour. Along with the second piece of the proposition was paid sick leave. So effective July 1st of this year, unless something happens again and the tennis ball gets served again, all small and mid-sized businesses will have to provide paid sick leave for their employees. They have to accrue 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours that an employee works. So whether the employee is part-time or full-time, they're going to be entitled to some paid sick leave, which is good for the employees, but it's going to hit the employer's pocketbook.
So I'm a small business guy, and I'm out there, and you know, I read this, and I'm not necessarily like, it's a very difficult situation to be in, of course, because, you know, you're running a small business, you need to make the money that you need to live, and yet you don't want to not treat your employees fairly. How do I reach out to, say, Oceans of Opportunity and say, hey, I need help. I'm in a sticky spot here. Can you help me?
Well, because I think the proposition, because it increased the minimum wage by $2 an hour, as well as put another burden of paid sick leave on the employer, Oceans of Opportunities can help not only with some creative solutions as to minimizing their costs, but also some creative solutions to help maintain productivity and a level of financial success within the organization by recommending some possible changes and tightening things up a little bit through policies and procedures and communication to employees and some specific expectations of employees, so that if I, as a small business owner, have to pay my employee $10 an hour now rather than $8.05, what can I do to make sure that they're giving me the productivity that I need to have for a business so that it brings real value to me and my customers?
So let me ask you kind of in a little bit outside the scope of this particular issue. But, you know, I'm a small business. Things are going really well. What are some of the red flags that I might see day to day that should give me reason to pause and think, you know, maybe I need to reach out for some HR assistance, whether it's from Oceans of Opportunity or anybody? You know, what kind of situations really kind of would be red flags for me to do that?
Well, besides changes in the law like this, it's this type of a change should give small and mid-sized business owners pause to consider, are there other laws that I'm not complying with? You know, this change in the law is headline news, but a lot of times other compliance things happen and employers aren't notified. So just taking the opportunity to talk with someone like me who knows which laws apply to which size businesses can give employers peace of mind that they are in compliance and they don't have to worry about wage and hour, the Department of Labor coming to knock on their door and doing an audit.
If I'm going to hire a person, let's say I've been running this business by myself for 3-4 years, and I'm getting to that point where I just need to hire somebody, do I call you first? Do I say, hey, Jude, I'm gonna hire my first employee. What do I do?
Well, that's a good opportunity to talk with me as well, because there are some things from a compliance standpoint that employers have to know as far as bringing on an employee, as well as how do I pay them? What kind of taxes do I have to pay? What's the true cost of bringing on an employee? Or maybe I have one or two employees now. What's the true cost of bringing on an additional employee? And I can help employers figure that out and see if it's really time. In fact, I'm working with a client up in Prescott that because of the minimum wage increase and possibly having to pay overtime, they thought, and we work through the scenarios, that it's much cheaper to bring on one additional employee than having employees continue to work overtime in heavy productivity times.
So that's actually an interesting assessment, where you would normally, as a business owner, think, if I can just get a little bit more out of everybody that I already have, then I don't need to hire anybody else, when the smarter choice may end up being, hey, I don't work everybody quite as hard, but I pick up another person.
Absolutely. And sometimes, or initially, it seems like adding another employee is going to increase my cost dramatically. But in actuality, from a productivity standpoint, it can really increase the productivity. You can do more with that one person and also increase the productivity of existing employees, because you're taking the stress off. You're able to take a step back and redefine processes and reassign tasks. Maybe, and especially we see it in small businesses when they start out, everybody's wearing 12 different hats. But as a company grows, by adding one employee that may be a specialist in one particular area, you can really allow employees to shine in what they really do best and what their skill set is really geared towards providing to the business.
So I need to make that call, Jude. How do I get a hold of you?
You can call 480-309-4838, or you can send me an email at jude@oceansofopportunities.com. And keep in mind, oceans is plural and opportunities is plural.
So oceans and opportunities. Right. And website?
www.oceansofopportunities.com.
Excellent. So before we go, Jude, tell us a little bit about what brought you to Arizona.
Well, I had started my business originally in Iowa and had been quite successful there. However, I was doing a lot of work with a client in Scottsdale. And after a couple of years, I was doing more and more work. I was basically becoming their Midwest office, and I was given the opportunity to kind of step away from Oceans for a little while and come on board with the client down here. And the timing was perfect. I'd say the stars aligned, because our son had just graduated from high school. My husband was doing a lot of traveling and really only needed a good airport. And we'd always wanted to live in this part of the country, so we made the move in 2004.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you, and an excellent member of the community and a wonderful member of the chamber, of course. So, Jude, before we go, because, you know, we do have a couple minutes left, let's ask what sets Oceans apart from, you know, any of those outsourcing HR firms?
Well, and a lot of times these days, payroll companies provide HR services, not only from a standpoint of helping to administer benefits and training programs, but also from true HR consulting. You know, I've got a question, I can call up in my payroll company and they can give me an answer. Well, I feel I set myself apart because I customize my responses and my services to each individual client. A lot of times those bigger guys take a cookie cutter approach and one size fits all, and you call up with a question about how do I handle employee absences and you get the same answer. And you also never get the same person a lot of times when you call those companies. When you call me, you're going to get me every single time, and you're going to get me at 6:30 in the morning as well as 8:30 at night, and on the weekends if you need it. So,
very cool. So this is the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast, sponsored by Tennyson Investments. Today we have Jude Williams with Oceans of Opportunities. Jude, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Bob. I enjoyed it.
You are most welcome. This current season of the podcast is, of course, sponsored by Tennyson Investments, located online at tennysonfinancial.com. Jude Williams with Oceans of Opportunity is located online at
oceansofopportunities.com.
And this podcast is produced by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Remember, the world belongs to those who show up. We are located online at mesachamber.org. Today's date is January 17th, 2017, and I am your host for the podcast, Bob Nelson. Would like to take this opportunity to thank you very much for listening to today's show. Look for us again in a couple of weeks, and thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, Bob.